Uh-oh. It's the Department of Corrections. Where we admit, dear listeners, that yes, we here at Day to Day sometimes do make mistakes.
Mr. Chadwick, could you step out of the vehicle, please, sir, and keep your hands where I can see them.
We're joined by Warden Steve Proffitt. Okay, Officer Steve, where are we going to begin today?
With peanuts, Alex.
Peanuts?
Yes. Many listeners wrote in about an error in our marketplace report. We talked with Tess Viglin about the impact Hurricane Ivan was having on agriculture in the Southeast, and she made this statement.
Of course, peanuts all over Georgia, still on the branches.
Uh-oh. Okay. Peanuts do not grow on branches, they grow on roots.
Actually, they grow on stems attached to roots. And listener Jim Davis, also of North Carolina, had some real fun with this misstatement.
Please be aware of the beneficial effects of strong winds that hit the Southeast this time of year, he writes. They thrash the branches, knocking the peanuts loose.
And Mr. Davis concludes with his tongue in his cheek. Perhaps you should send investigative reporters down there. Tell them that the peanut groves are easy to spot since the trees grow to great heights.
Ouch. Okay, sorry about that. What else?
A small error by our own Ira Flato.
Ira Flato, the dean of radio science reporters, made a mistake?
Just a little one. Let's listen.
You remember prime numbers, mm-hmm. right? These are the numbers 1, 3, 5, 7, ad infinitum that are divisible only by themselves and by 1.
Okay, prime numbers. What's wrong with that?
1.
1?
One, it's the loneliest number, but according to our listeners, it's not a prime number.
Here's Thomas F. O'Connell. He says, instead, it is a singularity.
And Ben Alexander calls it a unit. And he notes that Ira also failed to note the only even prime number, the number 2.
That would be the loneliest number since the number 1.
Right.
Okay, Officer Steve, what else have you got?
I've got a typo.
A typo? On the radio?
No. On our website, several listeners wrote in to compliment Mike Pesca on his story about Jon Stewart and his Daily Show, which is now a hit in Sweden. But they noted on the website we spelled his name J-O-H-N. It is, of course, J-O-N. And for now, Alex, that's it for the Department of Corrections.
Patrolling the radio and now the website, too. If you have a correction or a comment about something you hear on this program, email us, Officer Steve.
Our address is daytoday@npr.org. Remember, include your name.
And where you live. And thanks to our warden, Officer Steve Proffitt.
Have a good day, sir.